This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Live at the University of Mary today on What's on Your Mind, a special visitor, Harold Hamm, author of Game Changer, Our 50-Year Mission to Secure America's Energy Independence, will be here for a little event. He'll be interviewed for a little fireside chat by Senator Kevin Cramer for the students, and they'll get a chance to meet him and get the book signed, take a picture, all that fun stuff. And he gets to see the namesake. He is the namesake, rather, for the Hamm School of Engineering, so that's pretty darn cool. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us for an abbreviated edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm pleased to be able to be at the University of Mary at the Hamm School and play this this role of Monsignor Shea and filling in for him and interviewing Harold. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, this event was originally scheduled for Monday. Got moved to Friday, and Monsignor is in Rome, I guess.
I guess so, and why not? You know, we've got a wonderful school there. I say we. I consider myself part of the University of Mary family, having graduated from here and having an honorary degree from here and having worked here and still serve on the Board of Trustees here. So
you like this place?
I like it a lot,
yeah,
Scott.
It's pretty special.
It's pretty special. It's very special, actually. And Chris worked here. In fact, when we first moved to town, Chris started working here right away when I became the tourism director for North Dakota under Ed Schaefer, and we've been closely associated with the school ever since.
You know what I like about it, besides the work they do in teaching the whole person?
You're right.
Which, of course, a public university cannot do.
Evidently. That's what they tell me.
But I also appreciate they do it without being on the public dole. This is all,
isn't that beautiful?
All private dollars that do this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, students get some, of course, appropriate support, like students at every institution have the opportunity to. But you're right. The school itself does not get any public support. And even at that, they keep tuition very low. It's one of the most affordable private institutions in the country, and it's excellent by every measure. And under the tutelage of and the leadership of Monsignor Shea, it's been remarkable. I was on the committee that hired Monsignor Shea when he was the youngest university president in America
at the age
of 34.
Well done to that committee, I'll tell you.
No, that was a great catch.
Top three easy leaders in the state.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible man, that's for sure. I got to ask you about this flip-flop of Joe Biden on the wall.
Yeah.
Right? Because you were very instrumental early on in waking the core up to the value of the wall, securing the border.
Mm-hmm.
We got a North Dakota contractor doing the job, whose job was then canceled on day one, literally the Biden administration. They fired everybody and left the steel sit there, and now he's got religion on the wall. What do you make of
that? Well, what's weird, and not only that, remember, not that long ago, they decided to auction the wall parts off at pennies on the dollar. All the while, Joe Biden has let 8 million illegal immigrants cross the border in his first 2.5 years as president of the United States. That's what he's done. That's his contribution to it. Well, suddenly, you're right, they're building a wall again. And it's interesting because they've been all over the board, the administration has, on this topic. And I noticed that Secretary Mayorkas is now saying, we didn't really change our mind. We still oppose the wall. The wall, we don't think the wall helps. It doesn't do any good. But the law requires us to build the wall, which is very ironic considering how many things they do that the law don't do that the law requires them to do. Like, you know, how about federal leases for oil and gas, since we're celebrating Harold Hamm today.
Wow, you're right. Somebody needs to ask that from the briefing room.
Yeah.
Since you're concerned about following federal law here,
yeah,
will it apply
over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's really weird to me, though, Scott, here was, while flip-flopping is never attractive, at least when you're flipping to the right side of the issue, you can at least say, okay, you know, I guess we were wrong, you were right, and then try to take credit going into an election year. That's not what he did.
No.
Yeah, no, that's not what he did. So it's very peculiar. But I think it demonstrates just how, just how unconvicted this administration is. At least if they have conviction, it has nothing to do with securing our borders or, frankly, world peace.
But were they technically right that they had to spend the money?
They were technically right. There was a piece of legislation. What they were asking for, there's a piece of legislation that required this money, this particular money, to be used to build this wall. And without getting that reversed legislatively, they are required to do it. And so that was what they are saying today. They ultimately concluded that certain parts of the wall have to be built as per legislative, not just intent, but legislative order.
You spent some time in the United States House before your time in the Senate.
I sure did.
And I know you remember it fondly.
I do.
There's a little bit of a brouhaha going over there on the House side, in case you hadn't noticed.
I did.
And I'm curious of your opinion on the vacating of the chair by a handful of Republicans joining all the Democrats and Kevin McCarthy losing his job. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think, let's hope it'll become a good thing. I think it was a very dark thing. I think it was a very bad thing. And I think that Matt Gaetz and his band are suffering a lot of pushback that I don't think they anticipated. A lot of it coming from very conservative organizations. Organizations like Americans for Tax Reform, not exactly a moderate group of Republicans, Americans for Prosperity. I mean, these are two of the most conservative groups. And the reason being that a lot of these groups, particularly these pro-business groups, are conservative because they're pro-business, because they want to govern conservatively. What the vacating of the chair did was anything but conservative. In fact, it drives legislation further to the left, which is often the case in the House when people say they're opposed to something because it's not as good as they want it to be. But it's better than it is, you know. And so they let perfect be the enemy of good. And in the case of Matt Gaetz and Matt Rosendale and a few of the others, and Nancy Mace, I don't think it has anything to do with conservative policy. It has to do with chest thumping on their favorite, you know, television show, which they're not even getting invited to a lot of that anymore, quite honestly, because, you know, they're conservative people that want conservative results. Don't see what they did as being very conservative. They literally, remember, they first voted against a very conservative continuing resolution, joined the Democrats to kill that. And then they
use that as an excuse.
Use that as an excuse. Yeah. A major cut in spending because it wasn't, quote, big enough cut.
Did Kevin McCarthy err? The charge was, and I realize this turned into sort of a personal vendetta, but
right.
You know, he lied, he didn't keep his promises, and so therefore that's why.
Well, the irony about that is they're right in this sense. He promised to bring all 12 of the appropriations bills to the floor in regular order. That didn't happen, but not because he didn't bring them to the floor, but because the same group of people voted against the rule so that they could get to the floor. And that's what I mean by, to start out, they didn't like Kevin, so they said, he's going to fail. Then they set out to make sure he fails, and then they blame him for failing. All the while, they're absolutely joining forces with Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries and all of the Democrats to ensure his failure. Remember, when you only have a 4 or 5 member margin for the majority, it only takes a handful of people working with all of the Democrats to do whatever they want. So, really unfortunate, to say the least, and it's hypocritical, to say the least. Very it's not serious governing. What it is it's obstruction.
Compare the record on appropriations bills in the House to the Senate.
Yeah, interestingly, the Senate passed all 12 appropriations bills out of the committee, out of the Appropriations Committee, and then Chuck Schumer is yet to bring one to the floor until about 2 or 3 weeks ago when our Appropriations Committee took only one House bill had passed, House appropriations bill, and I believe it was, Military Construction VA. I could be wrong on that, but I think it was. Sent it over. So there was one that passed the House floor, came to the Senate. We took it and added two more to it to create a, quote, minibus. So our Senate appropriators added Military Construction VA, T-HUD, Transportation, and housing. And then it was, let's see, the agriculture. So to create a bit of a minibus so we could take three appropriations bills at one time, knowing that the clock was running out, that was our effort. Well, then that got messed up in all of this, and it's back on, if you will, when we get back. But even in the Senate is a place where one member, not four, but one member can hold up anything. And there have been some objections to the timeline, Scott, and I won't go into all the wonky, weird details of Senate procedure. But as of now, there are 25 amendment votes that will be part of this minibus.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's a very good thing. That's exactly the thing that we've been, clamoring for a long time. But every time there's 25, there's a member that says, oh, how about one more? I want mine. You know, and they tend to be the more conservative members.
Tell me we're not going to get to the 45-day deadline.
There's not a chance, in my view. I don't see how we ever get to the 45. Now, if we can get half of them done, at least the next 45 days will be more productive.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Yep. Rinse and repeat. More with Senator Kevin Cramer live from the University of Mary after this timeout. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Powered by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Wind was blowing like crazy. Rain was pounding down. And I smiled ear to ear coming here in the early morning hours from Fargo this morning because I was in that Chevy Silverado from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Valley City location online, Pucklich, valleycity.com, or in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Here's the time of the show where I make you hungry, because it is home cooking and grab-and-go convenience that you'll find at Petrol Serve USA, now in Castleton with a brand-new store. Pulled pork sandwiches there, 45th and 9th Avenue. Swedish meatballs, Ulanez meatballs, cheeseburger mac and Glendon, beef stroganoff MP Avenue, barbecue pulled pork sandwich on 12th Avenue and I-29, beef and mac, or southern chicken bowls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Harwood has stuffed peppers. There you go. That's some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA. Continuing our chat with Senator Kevin Cramer, Harold Hamm coming up a little later on in the program, author of Game Changer, our 50-year mission to secure America's energy independence. So if you had to say who the next speaker is, who do you think it should be?
Well, you know, there are some great talent over there, and I think the two people that have announced already, either one would be great. Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, I know them both very well. Served with both of them, of course, and stay in close contact, actually, with both of them. I see Jim quite often. I see Steve pretty regularly. So either one would do well. I think with Donald Trump's endorsement of Jim Jordan, I think that certainly gives him a bit of an edge. And if he gets it, I think that'd be fine. Jim is, I think when it comes to defending Donald Trump, to standing up for Donald Trump, nobody does it better than Jim Jordan. And I say that because Jim never defends the indefensible, but what he does do is he defends the law. He defends the facts and articulates it beautifully.
Do you think, given the chaos of this week, that moderate Democrats will swallow hard on Jim Jordan because he can't be their favorite?
Well,
I'm sorry, moderate Republicans.
Moderate Republicans. So yes. Do I think they can? I think they can. Now, you might have to have a ballot or two and duke it out. I think that's fine.
Shouldn't they do that in conference?
Yes, they should do that in conference. Right.
In other words, in private.
Yeah, in private.
They're going to talk all this out, but to me, come out unified.
None of it's very private, but yes, you're right. First, you do it as the caucus.
Why isn't it private? Because everybody leaks like crazy or what?
Because they leak like crazy. Because it's hard to keep a secret between two people, much less 220.
So usually the secret's out even before the meeting's done.
Oftentimes it's not uncommon at all to literally be reading a transcript of the meeting in Politico while the meeting's going on, which means somebody's either probably has their phone line open in the room or texting or something.
Oh my goodness. But it can be a good thing, was your line earlier, that this can be a good thing.
So that's a great point. Yeah, it can be. Okay, was I angry for a day or two? Yeah, it still irritates me that these guys did this. However, a couple of things come to mind. One is, I'm pretty sure Matt Gaetz, unless he's completely delusional, which he might be, but I'm pretty sure he, at least the other seven, aren't feeling a little bit like, this isn't as cool as I thought it would be. Because they haven't been exactly being heralded as heroes.
They are being heralded as heroes among what I would call the MAGA Republicans, that not to sound like Joe Biden, but sure, the Trump supporters. I mean, there's a lot of people say, good, I'm glad we did this. You know, I'm they're texting me right now.
Yeah, there are a few, but none that are organized. And by that, including Donald Trump. See, that's the key to me, is that Donald Trump wasn't exactly impressed with it. Donald Trump was a strong supporter of Kevin's. Kevin was a strong supporter of Donald Trump's. And so to have this happen, and then, furthermore, it hurts the brand out there. It hurts the Republican brand at a time when you look across the aisle and go, we can't possibly be as bad as those people. But what we ought to be doing is presenting a unified front with solutions, and that's not what happened. That said, that's behind us now. The deck is cleared, and Nancy Pelosi is out of her office, and perhaps they'll give a new person, because I don't think Matt Gaetz will be satisfied with anybody unless it's him. That's not his M.O. His M.O. is to be in the minority and be the loyal opposition.
Well, he said he likes Jim Jordan, he likes Steve Scalise,
right,
and says he has no interest in being Speaker. I mean, he just knows that wouldn't happen, right? Because
I would think so.
Yeah. The Republican.
He'd get 7 votes near as I can tell.
Yeah, so, but, you know, in a time, again, we talk about this a lot,
yep,
where people are just very fearful of the direction the country is going in, mm-hmm, they want that fight. And so they look at Matt Gaetz and saying, I don't like $33 trillion in debt. I don't like the border being wide open. I don't like the fact that we're spending more this year than we did last year, despite some victories along the way for McCarthy and company. But what do you say to that group?
Well, Matt Gaetz voted against the border wall. He voted against 8% cuts in spending. He voted against cutting Ukraine spending. He voted against all of those things with all of the Democrats. That's my point, is that you don't get to have it both ways. And so for people who like the fight, and I agree, that's for sure, but a fight that among fellow conservatives that creates chaos and hurts the brand. I mean, think of this. The only reason we have a majority is because five moderate Republicans from New York won. Five moderate Republicans. Now, do you think those five moderate Republicans today are going, gee, I'm glad we had this fight?
This is, I've made this point on the air, and nobody wants to hear it, but I mean, I think if you really are playing the game of chess here,
right,
the last thing you want to do is give up the one thing that's given us some accountability on Joe Biden.
That's right.
And, you know, putting some hope at the border, giving some more tools.
Right.
And if you jeopardize the majority, then it wasn't a good move.
There's no question, and that it does jeopardize the majority. That said, even getting back to Jim Jordan, Jim Jordan has been, without question, the clearest, articulated, consistent, strong, intelligent defender of, really opponent, if you will, of the Biden crime family. I mean, but for his chairmanship,
unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
And sometimes
the whistleblowers,
all of that. Without that, there's none of this is happening. Hunter Biden would be walking around, you know, without any challenges whatsoever.
This is why I did not like what Matt Gaetz did, because the heat was on.
Right.
The focus even of Democrats.
Right.
You know, I mean, you got Ruth Marcus yesterday in the Washington Post saying maybe this trial against Trump goes too far. I mean, all the focus was coming our way,
right,
and it completely shifted back the other way.
It did. It absolutely did. But some people would rather be, this is my whole point, some people would rather be in the headlines than having a good outcome. And that's what I think Matt Gaetz is guilty of.
A couple of textures here. It's becoming so obvious that our Republicans, or our representatives and senators, are not aligned with their constituents. They run down all of our conservative leaders regularly. We have party-first representation.
Define
your constituent.
Well, my constituents are North Dakotans. It's not Matt Gaetz. It's not Texas. It's North Dakotans. Furthermore, I'm not running down our leaders. I support Kevin McCarthy. I supported him. He's our leader.
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan is chairman. Steve Scalise is the whip, or the majority leader. These are the people I support. It's when you run them down that you're running down the party, damaging the brand, and worse, get no outcomes. Don't get the kinds of outcomes you say that you want. Now, I get it's entertaining. One of the things I think, one of the challenges, and this happens to every speaker, remember John Boehner, who was one of the original people, he was one of the original rebels back in the 90s that created the new majority in 1994 that launched Newt Gingrich as Speaker and Dick Armey as Majority Leader. When he was Speaker of the House, he eventually left under the same sort of cloud before they voted to vacate the chair. And what happens is when you are in position of responsibility, second in line to the President of the United States, and the world is watching, chaos is not a good look.
Another good point. Yeah. And I've had others say that too.
Yeah.
What other countries think about us? I think just last night said that. Thanks for the time.
It's a pleasure.
Don't go anywhere though, because Harold isn't here yet. We might have a third segment coming up.
Where do you think you're going?
I can fill in for everybody today.
Hey, Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two wash cloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. For this special and many more, or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
You
USA News Update. Despite a campaign promise to stop border wall construction, President Biden is building again to stop the influx of migrants into the U.S. Reports say Donald Trump may visit House Republicans on Capitol Hill ahead of the speakership election next Wednesday. The United Auto Workers president will make an announcement on Facebook Live today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It should be regarding a possible expansion of their strike against the big three automakers. Morgan State University students remain on edge following Tuesday night's on-campus shooting in Baltimore. One student who spoke with WJZ-TV questioned why more wasn't done to prevent the tragedy. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On What's on Your Mind, powered by My Pillow. I heard a story the other day that Mike Lindell's attorneys, in one of the cases, might have been the Dominion case, I can't remember which, but one of the cases, the lawyers went to the judge and said he is not able to pay us any longer, and so therefore wanted to be released as being the attorneys representing Mike Lindell. I don't doubt that's true, because the last time I talked to him, remember, he said he was borrowing money to be able to do the latest wave of election monitoring that he was doing. So my point in raising this is, here's a guy that literally reminds you of Donald Trump in a lot of ways, that just poured himself out into this. You know, didn't say, hey, I'm going to stick to my knitting and sell pillows and sheets and towels and, you know, slippers and everything else. He said, I care enough about America. I'm going to go get to the bottom of this. You know, what makes a good election? Where can we be sure? You know, get rid of the COVID rules, all the things that, you know, many touches on a ballot, all those things that he's done and continued to do. And what he gets for it is, you know, I can't pay my attorneys. So that's why there's a Lindell Legal Fund. But I also think the easiest way is, you know, you can help the guy out buying a robe. You know, and you got a good robe. Best one money can buy, because it actually dries you off. You know, same with the towels and the sheets and everything else. So remember the promo code Scott, mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. More with Senator Kevin Cramer with us at the University of Mary as we await the arrival of Harold Hamm for the big day on campus here today. And it is fun to have him back with the book. What do you think of the book, by the way?
I love the book.
Do you?
Yeah, I love the book. Well, I love Harold. So how do you not love
the book? Why don't I hear you right now? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, anyway.
You love the book?
I love the book. I love Harold. I love the picture. By the way, I love the name. The first question I'm going to ask him, by the way, in the fireside chat, just a little heads up, gang, is about the name. It's a game changer, you know, our 50-year mission to secure America's energy independence. You know, what about that name? And of course, if you read the book, you know. But I think it's a catchy name. Says a lot.
He was a game changer. I remember the first time I heard his name, it was from you,
mm-hmm.
when we were doing the Energy Tour of Excellence years ago on WDAY.
Right.
We were talking about all the different things. And,
yeah.
And it was like, this guy, he's from Oklahoma, but he flies around here, and he's got a lot of oil wells here. And it was well before he was a household name at all. I mean, just known to folks in the energy industry. And then, of course, meeting him and getting to know him and seeing his love for North Dakota. But North Dakota was part of the game change.
Totally.
Right?
No, for sure. I mean, we had the formation and the oil. Harold had the technology, and then he had the patience to try several things to, quote, cracked the code, as we like to say, of horizontal drilling with fracking. And he did that, and he had, you know, I think he had roughly 900,000 or a million acres of mineral leased acres, and he became the godfather of the Bakken, you know. And he's still the same guy. That's what's so cool. All these years. You know, I was at the original Game Changer book event like this, where Newt, it was at the National Press Club a couple months ago. Newt Gingrich was the person interviewing him, playing, he was playing Monsignor Shea then, Newt was, and it was just so good. I mean, the whole thing was good, and the who's who of Washington was at the event, and really a special deal. And still, Harold's the same Harold. He's that blue-collar billionaire that still rather drive a truck than, you know, ride in a limousine. And
pinches pennies as a millionaire.
Well,
a billionaire.
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's how you get to be a billionaire,
yeah,
I guess,
that's
right?
That's exactly right, yeah. Scott. But the difference is this, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but and I did it at the National Press Club. I was asked to say a few things. And, you know, one of the game changers along the way that came after the fracking, you know, cracking the code,
horizontal drilling,
that
combo,
yeah. Was lifting the oil export ban, and that was something that we did. I was in the House helping lead the charge there, and Paul Ryan was the speaker, Barack Obama was the president. We came up on an omnibus that had to be passed, and we took lifting the oil export ban and put it in that.
I remember that.
Remember that?
That was a Herculean effort.
It was, and Paul Ryan made it so clear to the president, we have no deal without this in it. And that's how we lifted the oil export ban, thank God. Now, what was so fascinating about that was all of these CEOs, all of these big companies, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Conoco, I know them all, Marathon, I know all the CEOs, but there's only one CEO that was in the halls of Congress, in my office on a regular basis, going door to door, going to Democrats that I would send them to, that I would talk to, and that was Harold Hamm. The rest send their lobbyists. Well, that's the essence of Harold Hamm. He is the head lobbyist of his company.
And that is how America became not dependent on enemies,
right,
and their oil,
right,
but being the customer for these people. They need us.
That's right.
You know, the dominance that was there is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. And we have a president now trying to ruin all of that.
Well, and that's why I think this issue alone,
right,
you know, just the scarcity model, mm-hmm, of American energy that Joe Biden's presided over versus American energy dominance under Trump and what that lifting the ban did, that issue alone should win this election, shouldn't it?
Well, it should, especially if people understand that the reason we have high inflation, which has led to high interest rates, is because we have high oil prices. The reason we have high oil prices is because demand is up, but the supply is being squashed by this president and his administration's policies. And then they love to point to, quote, core inflation. Isn't that a funny term? They take energy costs and food costs out of inflation and call that core inflation. The other stuff, the two things that are most core and central to every house in America and in the world are food and energy. And energy especially drives up the cost of everything. Everything that we produce, everything that we ship, everything that we consume is full of energy. And so when high oil prices are a result of high inflation.
You know, we haven't talked about it in a while, but the Strategic Petroleum Reserve's darn near empty, right?
Yeah, it is. And in my view, I don't even grieve that much, to be honest with you, because we have places like the Bakken and Eagle Ford and these big reserves, we don't need a strategic oil reserve like we used to.
We have one.
We have one.
Called,
yeah,
the Bakken,
it's
right?
It's called the Bakken. And the difference being, though, it's you don't just punch a hole in the ground and the oil comes out, regardless of what Beverly Hillbillies taught us. So, you know, it does take a lot of investment and some time to get that oil out of there. But that's what I mean. We should just have much more production on a regular basis. Let's put Venezuela and Iran out of business. Let's put Russia out of the oil business altogether. The cleanest barrel of oil in the world comes from western North Dakota, and we ought to produce it all here. It ought to be part of our obligation to a cleaner environment as well as a better economy and a safer world.
Speaking of a cleaner environment, there is an effort underway to utilize carbon,
mm-hmm,
manage carbon,
mm-hmm,
store carbon, enhance oil recovery with carbon that would, to use their terminology, make our oil and our coal more green and our gas more green, mm-hmm, right?
Sure.
They obviously hate oil.
Right.
And they hate oil because of their green agenda.
Right.
It's a religion to them.
It is.
Right?
Right.
But isn't utilizing carbon management a tool, the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline, taking, you know,
man-made CO2,
right.
A sliver of it.
Important point.
Off of these ethanol
yeah.
plants, piping it through North Dakota. Isn't that our way to beat them at their own game?
Well, it is. Certainly the management of carbon that is in, you know, this carbon reduction. We're living in a carbon-reduced culture. We're living in a carbon-constrained future. If we can pretend that's not the case and just pound our chest until we're out of business, or we can accept that and use the technologies that we have available to us to manage carbon in a way that removes that argument. Now, you can argue about pipelines and you can argue about locations and you can argue about all these things, but the reality is, North Dakota is a good example, actually. I mean, here we are with all this coal, 800-year supply, coal-fired power plants, cheapest electricity in the country because of it. If we don't find a way to capture that CO2 and either store it or, better yet, use it for enhanced oil recovery, then we're going to be out of business. On the oil front, even our own industrial commission, says that we're something like just a few years, 12 or so years, before there'll be an automatic reduction in oil production in North Dakota if we don't have some technologies that allow us to increase that. And carbon capture, carbon utilization is one of those ways. We have to find a way to make it all work cohesively.
Well, one of the things that worries me right now is there is a very loud, but I would say a small minority of folks that are opposing this pipeline. And I can cite simple math. 80% of landowners are in favor of it, 20% are not. So
sure.
It tells me that the vast majority are in favor of it. But there's a loud opposition to this.
Yes.
And I worry that if they are successful in stopping the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline, all of a sudden we're at a point, you know, counties piling on and everything else, but we're anti-pipeline.
Right.
And in North Dakota will cease to be the player it is in the energy world right now without pipelines, right?
That's true. However, we have to do it the right way, right? And I know you advocate for that. Summit advocates for that, by the way. That's where we have to take our time, do it right, get as many people on board as we possibly can get on board in a safe manner. People have every right to object to coming across their own land if that's how they feel. But there needs to be an education process and a respect for private owners, private landowners. But at the end of the day, Scott, you're exactly right. If we don't figure out a way to manage carbon, we're just going to, like I said, put ourselves out of business. And by the way, demand is not going down. Just yesterday, the International Energy Administration announced that they expect oil production that will hit peak oil in just a few years, like in 12 years. Well, and then they're gleeful. They say that's a welcome sight. Well, no, it's not a welcome sight because demand's not going to be down in 12 years. Demand continues to rise for these products. And so there's a real clash of cultures going on in our world. And we need to make the case that we're the cleanest barrel of oil in the world. And part of that is going to be CO2 enhancement.
There is, again, an argument that you hear about the pipeline that I think concerns me, and that is, I guess Harold's here, so I'm losing my train of thought. But anyway, we got a minute left anyway. He'll be here in a second here. We'll chat with him in the next break. Here's what I worry about. The Public Service Commission recently declined the permit for the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. Mm-hmm. Then they voted to reconsider it.
Right.
But is the political pressure a reason for that? Is it playing a part in their decision?
I don't think it is, actually. I think, the Public Service Commission is a judicial type of commission, obviously, that's required to make a decision based on the preponderance of evidence. When I was on the commission, we oftentimes reconsidered a failed application because the application didn't meet that standard, but that doesn't mean it won't eventually meet that standard. In fact, I'm pretty confident it will eventually meet that standard. And so the commission, in order to, for their own credibility and to and the law itself, they're probably right to issue an objection to the or not approve the permit. But they'll equally be right when they do approve it, and they'll have a better record that will be sustainable as it's appealed, no doubt, up the chain of command. So I think it'll be just fine.
I call on people that support this to let their voices be heard here. They do need to counter this.
They do need to. I mean, our commission is, they're elected statewide on a party ballot, so politics is a part of it, Scott, for sure. But to have a durable decision, it has to meet the preponderance of the evidence standard.
There's too much at stake for our energy industry.
There sure is. Yeah.
Oil, gas, ethanol, coal. Coal,
going to be extinct
yep.
without an option like Summit Carbon Solutions in that pipeline.
Indeed.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Harold Hamm, the author of Game Changer, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back at the University of Mary, on the campus of University of Mary today for a special guest who is here. We're actually broadcasting from the Hamm School of Engineering, and here's the namesake, Harold Hamm, author of Game Changer. How are you, Harold?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
It's good to see you. How you been?
I've been fine. Yeah, feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
The book has been a big hit. I've seen you interviewed about everywhere on that. You got to be happy with the fact that people are interested in this topic and understanding the importance of American energy independence, right?
Yeah, it's really a good book, and you never know when you write one of these how readable it'll be. But actually, I got lucky, I guess, and it turned out to be pretty readable.
It sure is. You're going to talk today to some students.
Yes.
At the University of Mary, and tell them a little bit about the book. What do you want these students to know? Students here, students anywhere. What should they know about this energy business?
Well, I always enjoy talking to students. That's their future, and you know, they have such smart kids anymore. It just blows me away how smart these young people are, and I think it's very important that they realize how wonderful the miracle of horizontal drilling is and how really it transformed our entire industry. And you think about it, it took a very short time, actually. It started from real fledgling work in this industry. Few people thought it would be successful. But anyway, a couple decades here, it completely changed the entire landscape of energy in this country. So we went from basically running out of oil and natural gas to the point that was going to be importing natural gas, if you'll recall, to tripling the crude oil production in the country and quadrupling the amount of natural gas is produced. So it's been nothing short of miraculous. I call it a miracle. And it wasn't the easiest thing to do, but advancing this technology has been a wonderful thing. And this book tells the holistic story from where it started to where we're at today.
What role did North Dakota play in the game change?
North Dakota played a big role. Actually, Cedar Hills was the very first strictly drill with horizontal wells in the world. So it did play a huge role. And actually, it was just two companies involved in it. Nobody wanted to pick up and do this type of work. Continental was in it, and so was Burlington Resources. Those two companies are the only companies that drilled wells in the field.
Is the future going to be equally I'm kind of curious if you think, 20 years from now, we're going to see the next wave of whatever horizontal drilling and fracking brought. And does that come out of a Ham School of Engineering at the University of Mary?
Well, these young people are going to play a big role in what comes next. What I talk about today is that, with the shale development, that Gen 2. And Gen 3 is going to be the next wave of innovation technology that, with the rock that's really hard to produce from, although it could be oil, saturated with oil and gas, has too much clay and whatever. In Oklahoma, we have a zone there that's called the Caney. And everybody thought, gosh, you can't produce that. But actually, we broke the code and we're doing that. So this Generation 3 and working with really tough to produce rock. Shale was tough to produce. this will equally be challenging. So getting higher recoveries out of the fields that we have today.
Which is one of the reasons the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline is so important, because it eventually will be very instrumental in the enhanced oil recovery, right?
Yeah, using secondary and tertiary methods for recovery certainly could be play into that.
What keeps you up at night?
My dog once in a while.
What worries you?
I'm not too worried about much of anything anymore. I don't know. We see some of these things going on in government. How divided and divisive that we see our government today, and I don't know that it keeps me up. It wakes me up sometimes.
Yeah, interesting. And, of course, the Biden administration has been about the worst thing the energy industry has seen in a long time, and that's saying something with Obama.
Well, you can't just stop at the energy industry. It just goes on and on. Our entire economy and everything else has been adversely affected. I wonder how we can ever overcome the debt load we have today.
Harold, congrats on the book, and thanks for doing it. It is really amazing, and a great blueprint, and no doubt an inspiration to a lot of folks at the Ham School of Engineering and the University of Mary and many other students, so thank you.
Well, great. We've got a lot of young people out there waiting to get a book in their hands.
Exactly. So. We better let you go. Thanks, Harold.
You bet. Thank you, Seth.
God bless you. All right, friends, that's it from the University of Mary today. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with IRE Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at IRE Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at ireins.com. IRE Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.